Good morning, and thanks for tuning in for the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. On the phone with me is author Ashley Warlick. Her new book is called The Arrangement. It's a novel that is inspired by the life and loves of celebrated food writer M.F.K. Fisher. Ashley Warlick, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you, Mark.
First, let's begin. I know who M.F.K. Fisher is and have read some of her work, but I know there are folks who might not be familiar with her writing. Introduce us, if you would, to M.F.K. Fisher.
Well, she is the person, by my lights, who invented modern food writing. In the 1930s, she published her first collection of essays that were not recipes or household hints, but stories of her life seen through the lens of food and of travel and the pleasures of the table. She's really someone, obviously one of my heroes and someone I hope everyone reaches out and finds.
But, and she was, especially in that time, doing something that was very different. If there were food writers who were women, they tended to be writing cookbooks.
Yes, absolutely.
And she did something entirely different.
Yeah. And I mean, anytime someone finds a new path, it's exciting, right? But she was also finding this new path at a particularly interesting time in our history.
I see that in some of the material I read that came with a book that you were inspired by a biography by Joan Reardon, Poet of the Appetites, that inspired this novel. How did that inspiration come about?
So I had just finished, let's see, this is 10 years ago. I had just finished touring with my last novel, and I was tired, and I wanted to read something purely for pleasure. And I picked up Poet of the Appetites, which was the first biography of Fisher's life to come out after her death. And when I came across the portion of her story that talked about her beginning to work on these essays that would become her first collection, Serve It Forth, she was working with a very close family friend, her and her husband Al Fisher's neighbor, Tim Parrish, as a kind of muse and inspiration and mentor. And when I read that section and saw what transpired between them, I just kind of lit up. It was a great story. In short, she begins writing these essays and she begins showing them to her neighbor, who was a published novelist and a kind of raconteur and a good jack of all trades. And he's encouraging her to write. And she gets an essay published. And one night she invites Tim out to dinner. And when she shows up, he's expecting it to be her and her husband. It's just her alone. And she tells him of this publication and she congratulates her. And they part at the restaurant. And then, according to legend, she later turns her car around and appears back at his house and invites herself into his bed, and that's the beginning of their relationship, and really this the beginning of the arrangement.
I love the opening line here. She made it sound as though her husband would be joining them for dinner. She made it sound that way on purpose, and then she arrived alone. And that line, you could just feel that this woman has a different approach to life. And what did you discover about her approach to life as you were writing The Arrangement?
Well, I mean, the period that the novel focuses on is 10 years, and Mary Frances' life was very long. She lived to be in her 80s, and at any point along the way, I think you could write a wonderful novel about her. She was audacious. She was opinionated. She was bossy. She was also very elegant and something of a snob. She believed in herself in a way that I think is uncommon for women of any time, possibly for just people of any time. So, you know, I just loved her.
I'm speaking with Ashley Warlick. Her novel is titled The Arrangement, a historical novel, a historical fiction based on the celebrated food writer M.F.K. Fisher before she hit it big. You can learn more about it at our website, WVXU.org. And this love triangle between Tim and Mary Frances and Al, very complex all the way through. And it was interesting to see that not only was Mary Frances a very different woman, but these two, Al and Tim, were very different types of men for that day and age.
I think so. I think they were, okay, so Al was a poet and a professor, an academic. When he and Mary Frances married, they went to France so that he could study for, I think they were there for about 3 years. And that was a seminal time for both of them. I mean, he was sort of earning his stripes as an academic. He's getting his PhD. And she was also learning everything that would become the foundation for her understanding of the cuisine of France. And she was, throughout her life, an expert on that. And then Tim was, he was sort of the other end of the spectrum. He was a creative person who was good at many, many things. I think he probably had one of those minds that's just easily able to adapt to invention of any kind. But he also had comfort, financial comfort, that that the Fishers themselves did not have. Mary Frances's family, the Kennedys, were fairly comfortable during the Great Depression. Her father had been a newspaper editor and a person of, you know, very good standing in their small town in Whittier, California. But Mary Frances and Al sort of struggled financially, and I think Tim's, you know, cosmopolitan-ness was attractive. And then, of course, when all of this started, he was married to a young starlet named Gigi Parrish. So Hollywood is a part of this story as well.
Yeah, the novel, I was going to say, the novel set in Los Angeles and France and the Swiss Alps. And I must say, Ashley has some very steamy romantic scenes, but I wouldn't call it a romance novel. How do you qualify this story to readers who haven't been introduced to it yet? Because it, you know, it is a historical fiction. There's plenty of romance in it, but you know, plenty of food in it too, Ashley. Of course,
yeah.
But you know, I was reaching for how to term this book. How do you describe it to others?
Well, I mean, I can talk about it from what interested me most, and to it for that, it's the story of a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it is ultimately the story of two marriages. But I feel like that is a relationship that has interested me throughout my life, and it's much more interesting than romance, because romance is a part of that relationship, but it's really not ultimately what sustains it. Or what breaks it apart. I mean, I don't believe that Al and Mary Frances and Tim came together or came apart solely because of this affair. I think there was much more to that relationship, those relationships. And so I guess that's how I would describe it, a novel of a marriage.
And I imagine that folds into what M.F.K. Fisher thought about life, love, and food, because there's a quote from her that says, "It seems to me that our three basic needs for food and security and love are so mixed and mingled and entwined that we cannot straightly think of one without the others." And I really felt that shine through in this story. Was that inspiration part of developing this story too?
Absolutely. I love that quote about her, and it continues to, or that she said, it continues to say that, and so when I'm writing about hunger, I'm really writing about love and the hunger for it. I was so pleased to find that quote in Molly O'Neill's obituary, which is the front piece of the novel. I wanted a way to introduce Fisher to people who didn't know her, and I was struggling to find a very concise way to do it. And I found Molly O'Neill's obituary in the New York Times, and it had within it my very favorite quote of Fisher's, which is that quote about hunger and love and writing. Obviously, I think that that's true. I think often writers are writing about one thing that truly fascinates them, and we find many, many, many ways to look at that one thing, many lenses. And for Fisher, I think her lens was often food and pleasure and sensuality. But I think she was often talking about love and relationships.
Ashley Warlick, author of The Arrangement, a novel inspired by the life of celebrated food writer M.F.K. Fisher, available where books are sold. You can learn more at WVXU.org. And, well, I mentioned this is historical fiction, and you know, I find it a bit dangerous, Ashley, and I ask this often when it comes to writers of historical fiction. What are the dangers of writing fiction about a real-life person?
For me, I mean, there are many dangers. There are many dangers. For me, the largest challenge, the thing that I was most worried about, was finding a way to mesh the narrative voice that I was using with Fisher's own narrative voice. When you're writing about a writer that you admire greatly, it's very, very difficult to get it right. And I did not want to mimic her on the page, but I wanted to find a way to access her interior voice that felt true. And I think, I hope I did, but it was very important to me not to just sort of rewrite the way that she sounded, that her prose, the way that she put sentences together, her liberal use of adverbs and exclamation points and all these things that a modern MFA student would be flogged for, really, really make for this personality on the page that's indelible. And I wanted to respect that, but not parrot it. And I think that was very, very hard. But that's, you know, again, my personal challenges. In the larger sense, it's so important to try to get your facts right and to know when to step away from the facts and imagine. And that was somewhat easier for me in this regard because Fisher left very little primary material behind about this period in her life. She was a journal keeper. She was a letter writer. And there's not much that remains from this stretch of time. I know where she was and what she did, but trying to figure out how she made that right in herself, in her soul, in her head, was the work of this book. And she left a lot of space for me to imagine how that had happened.
Yeah, I think I remember reading somewhere where you said that this period in her life is only about 40 pages in the biography.
It is. Yeah, which just shocked me. I mean, again, that was, you talk about that moment of inspiration. It seemed so visceral and complicated and impossible. And there's so little fact to explain it, which is understandable when you consider, you know, the complexity of what was going on. But yeah.
So you mentioned 10 years, that this has been 10 years in the making. What took so long, Ashley? Why the time that you invested
you
in this book?
You're not the first person to ask that.
I bet some very close to you were asking this a few years ago, right?
Yes, what are you doing over there? In part, research. The way that I chose to research this book was to read everything that Fisher had written that she'd published. And that's a lot. It's almost 40 books. So it was important to me, again, to get a sense of that voice, to get a sense of what she told, what she left out. Now that I had this biographical map that I could follow, I could understand context and the way she was manipulating it, which we all do as writers of mostly true stories. And that took several years. And then I think I just felt like I had all the time in the world to get this right. It was more important to me that it be the book that I wanted it to be than it be finished. And so I'm at this very wonderful place with this book that I've never been at before with any of my earlier novels where I really feel like this was what I wanted. And it's because this is draft 12.
Okay. Well, it's a great draft and a wonderful story. And thank you for your time, Ashley.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Ashley Warlick. The novel is The Arrangement, based on the life of celebrated food writer M.F.K. Fisher, a historical fiction novel. You can learn more about it at WVXU.org. This is The Book Club at 91.7.